Hello, everybody. Some languages use tones or stress sounds, such as Chinese, which shows meaning of words. Today's weekend words is some more about how in English we also use tones on different words when we speak. But in English, this is used for emphasis on meaning and also makes language more interesting to listen to. I have found a nice text for you, and I will read this out loud. The first reading will be without stress on any word. Of course, this is a false way of speaking, which we do not do in English, but it will show you what unstressed English would sound like. The second reading will show you where I place the stress on words. At the end of each sentence, there is also a little down sound to complete the idea. Listen to the words which have a little more stress to show that these words are important. Breed, much lamented, Christmas time, for example. Listen to the words in a list. Cheap tat, reality show, makeover shows, and news. We can read this with a steady sound. However, please don't worry if you can't decide how to say the right stress on words. It isn't so important for people learning English as a second language. You will still be understood. The reason I discussed this today is to show you some of the ways native speakers speak. This text is about two comedians called Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise, who were very popular in England. They became part of British entertainment culture in the 1960s and particularly in the 1970s. Be good, be happy, bye for now. Welcome to Eric and Ern, the Morecambe and Wise website, a tribute to Britain's best loved and most popular comedy double act. Double acts have come and gone and are somewhat of a dying breed now. No longer is there the thriving club circuit to learn the trade, or indeed the much lamented entertainment shows that gave many comics their early break. Even our beloved television has been swamped with hundreds of useless channels showing nothing but cheap tat, reality shows, makeover shows and news. The bright spots used to be the yesteryear channels such as UK Gold, which often showed classic Morecambe and Wise shows from the golden days. Sadly, Eric and Ernie are on as common as they were in the early years of satellite TV. Morecambe and Wise are, of course, usually with us at Christmas time. For fans around the globe, they will always be with us in our hearts. Eric once said that he wanted people to remember and to keep watching the shows, or it would all have been for nothing. Well, it wasn't all for nothing, and if this site goes some way to keeping them in our minds, then we have achieved something. Welcome to Eric and Ern, the Morecambe and Wise website, a tribute to Britain's best loved and most popular comedy double act. Double acts have come and gone and are somewhat of a dying breed now. No longer is there the thriving club circuit to learn the trade, or indeed the much lamented entertainment shows that gave many comics their early break. Even our beloved television has been swamped with hundreds of useless channels showing nothing but cheap tat, reality shows, makeover shows, and news. The bright spots used to be the yesteryear channels such as UK Gold, which often showed classic Morecambe and Wise shows from the golden days. Sadly, Eric and Ernie are not on as commonly as they were in the early years of satellite TV. Morecambe and Wise are, of course, usually with us at Christmas time. For fans around the globe, they will always be with us in our hearts. Eric once said that he wanted people to remember and to keep watching the shows, or it would have all been for nothing. Well, it wasn't all for nothing, and if this site goes some way to keeping them in our minds, then we have achieved something.